This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.
Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the programme. In Bonn, I'm Nina Hase, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. Travelling has changed beyond recognition. These days, people don't think twice about jetting across the Atlantic for a weekend in New York, or flying from Europe to Australia for a business meeting. The problem is, many also don't think twice about the way travel affects the environment, from the CO2 emissions caused by their flight to the resources they use at their destination. But with global warming now making itself felt around the globe, both politicians and the public are searching for answers. And the question of how to reduce the environmental damage caused by travel was the hot topic at this year's ITB Berlin, the world's biggest tourism trade fair. Anja Kupers reports.
My name's Tomasi Lamoto from the friendly islands of Tonga.
Dressed in a Hawaiian print shirt and with a garland of red flowers around his neck, Tomasi Lamoto has come to Germany to persuade people to come and experience his beautiful home island of Tonga.
Oh, yes, very beautiful, very relaxing, very quiet, laid back. Nice beaches, coconut trees, a lot of coconut trees. We control the time. Time doesn't control us. No rush at all.
It shouldn't be difficult to convince people about the delights of a tropical island on a cold and grey afternoon in Berlin. But all is not quite what it seems in paradise.
We notice it. The summer's longer, and we could tell, and the water's rising, so we can tell that it's changing.
Climate change is making itself felt all around the world. After an unusually warm winter, European alpine resorts have had one of the worst seasons on record. Dream holiday destinations like the Maldives or islands in the South Pacific are trembling at the thought of rising sea levels. Francesco Frangelli, Secretary General of the UN World Tourism Organization, attended the ITB to address the issue and said climate change and tourism are inextricably interrelated.
Tourism is clearly one of the victims of the climate change. But tourism, on the other hand, is one of the vectors of the climate change. And we have to improve our knowledge about the contribution of our sector to the climate change.
The tourism industry is booming. Germans alone spent 60.5 billion euros on travelling last year. But critics say this is unsustainable, and that rather than taking short breaks several times a year and flying everywhere, people should spend one longer vacation in their own country and avoid damaging greenhouse gas emissions by taking the train instead. Dr. David Viner is a senior research scientist at the University of East Anglia's Climatic Research Unit. He says tourism shouldn't take all the blame and that people need to be more environmentally aware in every part of their lives.
People need to think about what they're doing, but that doesn't just relate to their tourism activities, that relates to how they carry out their own lifestyles. You know, do they go to the supermarket or do they use a local shop? I would say if someone once has the choice between giving up flying or not going to the local big hypermarket or supermarket, don't go to the hypermarket or supermarket. That overall has a bigger impact on the climate system than the odd flight every now and again.
Dr. Viner says most tourism organisations are taking responsible action to ensure that tourism is more sustainable because it's not in their interests to kill the market off. But this isn't only about the industry's interests. It's also about the people living in the tourism destinations, like Tomasi Lamoto from Tonga. The health of their environment guarantees their future and their future income. Dr. Talvaivosa Ualeni is the Deputy Director of Marketing for the Kingdom of Tonga.
Tourism is one of the major contributions for foreign exchange back in my country. So if people stop flying and there's no use having our natural resources like natural beauty, because that's where we get, you know, our foreign exchange from.
Climate change can't be escaped, says Dr. Ualeni. So her country is encouraging ecotourism to at least mitigate the effects, such as planting trees in coastal areas and building holiday accommodation with environmentally friendly materials. It's a good example of the right way to go, according to Dr. Christina Plus from a sustainable tourism organisation based in Switzerland called Fair Unterwegs.
Tourism receiving countries in the south, they need tourism, but not under all conditions.
Dr. Plus says changing travel habits and taking responsibility for the environmental consequences of vacations need not be as difficult as it sounds, because...
Who the hell nowadays is enjoying flying?
But it's also vital that environmentally fragile nations like Tonga take the threat of climate change seriously and act accordingly. There are already cases of environmental refugees due to rising sea levels, and there will be more in the future, she says. The ultimate aim should be for sustainable tourism that benefits everyone.
Nowadays it is just unfair that only maybe 5% of the world population can enjoy holidays, take planes for holidays, and the climate change will then affect the most poor of our planet and the helpless. Where do these people go when their island is flooded?
With climate change taking such a high profile at the world's leading tourism trade fair, awareness is increasing fast, and even mainstream tourism seems more environmentally aware than ever before. And yet this may still not be enough to guarantee that holidaymakers will be able to enjoy the hospitality of tropical islands in 50 years' time. Anya Coopers, Deutsche Welle Radio, in Berlin.